This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Almost 200 workers at Colorado Amazon fulfillment centers will lose their jobs come April. The layoffs are coming from a third-party vendor that services the fulfillment centers. The Amazon facilities affected are in Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Thornton. Daifuku, the third-party employer, says Amazon ended its contract with the company. A letter posted to the Colorado Department of Labor says the workers were not unionized. The 18-year-old son of U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert was arrested yesterday on multiple felony charges. CPR's Paolo Schalsetta reports the arrest is tied to a string of vehicle break-ins.
Official documents say Tyler Boebert was allegedly breaking into vehicles and stealing credit cards and personal IDs. The alleged crimes are punishable by 12 to 18 months in prison and fines up to $100,000. Boebert also faces over a dozen misdemeanors and petty offenses. Representative Lauren Boebert said in a statement that her son will take responsibility for his actions just like any other citizen. I'm Paolo Schalsetta, CPR News.
Colorado companies that hire underage workers would face stiffer penalties under a bill advancing at the Capitol. First-time offenders would be fined $750, with penalties for repeat violations reaching up to $10,000. The state would also start publishing the names of companies that break child labor laws. The Democratic bill passed its first committee on a party-line vote on Monday. In Denver, a mostly clear afternoon and evening with lows tonight around freezing. Tomorrow, a warm-up begins with sunny skies and a high around 60. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.